620 WGN. It is On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago. And when it comes to the roads, all roads lead to Chicago, with so much action-packed stuff happening all over the place. And when it comes to that, here in Chicago, front and center for the world of people that love music and that love great food and, of course, spirits, Lollapalooza is going on. And it is that place for great music, great spirits, great food. And a guy, one of our favorite ones, is the amazing brand ambassador for one of our favorite spirits out there, Hendrick's Gin. It's Mattias Horseman. Mattias, welcome to WGN.
How are you, Dane? Great to speak with you. How's everything going over there?
I know that you're in the eye of the storm right now, so we'll just take a couple minutes to kind of gauge the excitement for it. This is an event that you have done before that Hendrick's is such a big part of, but talk a little bit about the excitement of Lollapalooza.
I am. I'm over here at the Hendrick's booth at Lollapalooza, and I think you can hear how excited people are about some of the stuff going on here here at the festival. Truly a wonderful weekend of bringing artists from all over the world together and celebrating some beautiful creativity. And we're trying to showcase some of that creativity by absolutely flinging out some beautiful cocktails this weekend.
Yeah, there's nothing about it that would be complete if Hendrick's was not there. And you know what? You got to have the music, but you got to set the stage and imbibe a little bit right on the spirit side. So Hendrick's, we know it as that very unique kind of cucumber-inspired gin. But for cocktails, I'm sure you've kind of pared it down and created some really special ones for the fest this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Hendrick's is seriously infused with rose and cucumber Scotland, and so what we've done today is help people try and find a new thing when it comes to spirits and cocktails. So we've been whipping up two beautiful concoctions with two of our expressions on the brand. We have, in the mother liquid of Hendrick's Gin, we have the Wanderlust, seeking something new and adventures, and we have that with a little bit of cherry juice, some vanilla, and of course the fresh lemon, of course with our Hendrick's Gin as the base for that. And that is a wonderful concoction going out this weekend to all of the lovely festival goers. And we actually introduced our Midsummer Solstice Gin as well, our newest in the line from Leslie Gracie, our master distiller. And when she created this, it was her epitome of springtime. And so we're mixing that up in a little spritz riff, and that is just some beautiful elderflower cordial with fresh citrus, topped with a little bit of soda so those bubbles carry those floral notes all the way through, just as the air carries the music waves today in Chicago as a city.
Oh, setting the stage. You guys are doing it, kind of classing up a little bit of the ambiance there with the refined excellence that is Hendrick's Gin. And as we let you go, Madison, encourage everybody that is out there to get over to the Hendrick's Gin area and get a chance to see it. And if you're going to see him later on tonight, Make sure that you say hello, and of course on Sunday as well. Have you run into any of the artists? Has anybody or any celebrities?
You know, I have had a wonderful little couple opportunities to say hello to some of the guys over in the artist lounge and stuff. But you know what? The true experience of this festival is when you're surrounded by good friends. So if you're at home and you want to imbibe in a beautiful Hendrick's cocktail, I suggest going to hendrickgin.com. And if you can kind of share in the experience with us here a little bit, and you can always find me on Instagram at TheBarPoet as well.
All right, so, Mattias, we'll let you get back to it, kind of taking care of the people for us over there at Lollapalooza. And best to you and all the team at Hendrick's, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks so much, Dan. Hopefully see you for a martini soon. All the best, mate.
All right, we'll see you soon.